We're here today at the Sustainable Living Fair with Jen Steen, recent transplant to Fort Collins. And she's a machinist working with the Engines and Energy Conversion Lab. What does the lab do, basically?
Actually, the lab's involved in a lot of different projects, but they're focused on anything that has to do with alternative sustainable fuel use. They actually also have a stoves project there to provide clean burning stoves to a lot of the third world countries where indoor air quality is a problem.
Okay, and as a machinist, what are some of the projects you're working on personally there?
I've actually done, I help quite a bit with the undergraduate and graduate students' general knowledge of the machine shop. I've also helped build some of the prototypes for Envirofit, which is the company that runs the Clean Stoves project.
So how long have you been working as a machinist?
I've been working as a machinist for 8 years.
Okay, and what do you think are some of the most promising technologies from your standpoint working this way?
I definitely think the best technology is hydrogen. We're definitely a ways from that, it seems.
I understand you had built an electrolysis unit recently. How did that go?
It went pretty well. There was definitely some things that I didn't understand. It was successful in that I increased my miles per gallon use 50%. There was some electrical questions. I ended up burning out my anode wire on my electrolysis unit. I'm taking electrical classes this year to try and further my knowledge in that field.
Sounds like a good idea. Well, I think part of the work in this alternative energy and advanced energy research field is we always have to be willing to learn something new.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm definitely committed to lifelong learning, and been in actually quite a few different endeavors in my life. I studied literature for 5 years before becoming a machinist. So,
okay, what do you think are some of the best resources for a student coming into this field right now? Say somebody was 18 or 19 years old, just out of high school, and wanted to get into advanced energy or alternative energy. Where would you want to lead them based on your experience?
We just basically really look on the internet. There's a lot of colleges and universities that I can tell that are definitely becoming more green conscious.
Okay.
Anything you are interested in, I'm a hands-on person, I'm a builder, I'm a craftsman, or a craftslady, or whatever, my skills can be used in a green way, in an environmentally sound way. If you are a salesman, and you're good with selling something, or talking to people, or you're charismatic, those skills can be used in an environmentally a green, a sustainable way. Everybody in every different skill area is needed in this picture.
I'm really glad you said that, because not enough people are saying that. We have this impression that green is off to the side somewhere and it's kind of a fanatic's domain, but really it could be for everybody, and that's part of the point I'm trying to make with this podcast series.
It definitely takes everybody, and and part of my experience has been in the business world, and I've managed shops, and I've dealt with industry, and dealing with industry is a very interesting thing. There's a lot of world experience there, and the broader an industry's perspective is, the better they seem to do. The more open they are to every aspect of what it takes to make and sell a product, the better off they are.
That kind of makes sense. Of course, you have to have some kind of focus, but at the same time, within that focus, you have to know all aspects of it.
Right. I mean, you're still always going to have the people aspect. People are involved in everything we do.
Well, a lot of scientists are not good builders, and a lot of builders aren't good scientists. We see that all the time,
right.
So we need both, and that's something that's been clear for a long time. How was it coming up as a machinist you know, trying to get into green work?
Actually, I think I more than anything, I stopped myself on that, and just with the disbelief that no one would take me seriously. But when I came to the lab, there was definitely a couple. I think they were trying to see how serious I was about coming here, and there was definitely some testing to see if they could push me away.
Okay.
But eventually they were pretty receptive to me coming here. I think if you stick with something you believe in, people will see that. That's really what people are looking for, I think.
Okay. Yeah, well, most of the people who have been on this series, that's pretty much the way they operate.
Yeah.
Does the lab have a website?
Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, and what is that?
I think it's the EECL. EECL.
.com.
But it's through Colorado State. There's links through Colorado State.
Okay.
University.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate this.
Sure.